Time to talk Horton Charger football here on FM 103.9 at KNZA. Head coach David Losey joins us now, brought to you by Union State Bank and Sweet Pro Feed. Johnny came back with you as well. And, well, coach, last week, tough way to start the season. You go up against ACCHS, had to throw a lot of young guys in there, and you fall 45-7. But later on in the game, you saw some flashes of things you did like. So, overall, what did you think about that week one matchup?
Well, you know, first of all, ACCHS got a nice football team this year. You know, they utilize their skill kids real well, get them in space, got a little bit of speed. So they did a great job. First half, we struggled a little bit moving the ball and put ourselves in some tough situations too, had some mental mistakes, I think. And that's, you know, expected when you get some young guys out there. And first game, maybe a little bit of jitters, but I felt the second half, we made some adjustments at halftime. You know, we got great coaches on the staff, point some things out, and we were able to move the ball, and you know, driving later too to maybe get another score. Unfortunately, had a fumble, but you know, we made some good adjustments and were able to move some things and get some counters to what we were trying to do in the first half, which we struggled with.
I know one thing you mentioned you guys did do well, and that is limiting the big plays on the ground. I know over the top you guys got burned a little bit, but ultimately, you know, rushing the football, ACCHS didn't do a ton against your guys. You had to be excited about what you saw in that pass set.
Yeah, where the most damage was, and I can't remember the kid's name. I think I said last week I remember numbers better. Number 5 was their quarterback last year, and they've moved him out to receiver. They did a great job of getting him in space. And a little short passes, even he's quick enough to where he can break a little bit. But I felt like the run game was okay defense-wise. We still need to work on things. We need to work on tackling. We need to get a little tougher up front.
And ultimately now, Coach, you also look at that too. You had a couple of guys step up, one of those being your veteran, Trey Lockwood. He had a touchdown pass, led the team in rushing. What did you see from him, even from a leadership standpoint?
You know, he never gets down, and he's just a workhorse. He works all the time. His work ethic's great. You know, there's never a dull, bad moment for him. He always sees the silver lining in any type of clouds. So he's somebody that you can turn to, and the younger kids I hope look up to and emulate as they get older. So, but yeah, he's a good football player, plays anywhere you ask him to play and just does anything you want him to do.
Look ahead to this week. You're back home once again. You'll play host to Jackson Heights, and we'll talk about that matchup when we come back here on the Horton Chargers Locker Room Chat. Welcome back on the Horton Chargers Locker Room Chat. I'm talking with head coach David Losey. And, well, coach, you look ahead to this week, another tough opponent, Jackson Heights, coming to town there. It's even a little bit different than the past couple of years. They've gone to more of a spread attack. They had a big win last week. So what do you look at here with this matchup with the Cobras?
Yeah, you're right. They got a little more dynamic. They have a quarterback who throws a very nice football, and they've got some athletes out on the edge. And, you know, we're just going to prep for them like any other spread team you prep for. And I saw them. They're still running their stuff, though. They're still going to throw a lot of people at the hole and lead up through the 4 and 5 holes, as we call it. So, you know, they're just going to give people a little bit of a different look what we saw on film, but they're still Jackson Heights.
And you look about what Jackson Heights does too. They're so technical about what they do as well. Does that make things kind of tough as well for some of those young guys you're gonna have to throw out there for them to be able to see that and diagnose it?
Oh yeah, yeah. It's you know, but we got started on it last night after, you know, of course after the JV game Monday. You know, they are. They got a system. I don't know how long Coach Wick's been there. He's been there a while, from what I understand. I know where he came from, and, you know, he was raised on that. So, yeah, they are. They're very sound fundamentally, and you have to really, really come up and be ready to tackle, be ready to take on blocks, and then offensively, you know, they really get after it up front with their front seven. So, got to be ready for all that.
I know last week obviously didn't go how you wanted, but when you look ahead here to this week, what's the biggest thing you feel like you need to see from your guys?
We just want to see fight. You know, we want to see that fight. We want to see guys playing with a little more confidence, you know. And I think some of that had to do with age, you know. Friday night it's a little bit of deer in the headlights, maybe play on your heels. Monday night you're going against kids similar in age, and you know, they played with a little more confidence, some of those kids that played both. So that's the biggest thing with the younger guys. Hopefully from week 1 to week 2, they talk about improvement, but they've been through it now. They've been through a varsity football game, and they've seen the speed and they've seen the strength, and now they're ready to go. Because I did like some of the attitudes of the kids. They bowed up a little bit at times. They didn't back down, and you know, they're not afraid to go out there on Friday nights.
Well, Coach, look forward to seeing you on Friday night. A game we'll have live on FM 103.9 at KNZA. But, Coach, with that, thank you for taking the time, and good luck.
You bet. Thank you, and we'll see you Friday.
All right, Coach, thank you. Again, that's David Losey, head coach of the Horton Chargers, joining us on our locker room chats, brought to you by the Union State Bank and Sweet Pro Feed.